Say there is a family time. Families, even not from families, across the world, Jewish families have starim together. Say there is a family time. And that's a wonderful, beautiful thing. And Taka, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, families ate together, the Korban Pesach. The chisaron of it is that we never get to have a Seder in yeshiva. We never get to have a Seder with that, or usually not. It's rare that someone has an opportunity to have a Seder with a Gadol, or to have a Seder with a Talmud Chacham, because it's within families. Everyone goes home from yeshiva. So there's no real, or there's very rare to have a real, like, Mesoira in the Seder. A real, like, a proper appreciation of the Seder. A person can have an appreciation of Hanukkah, and then when he lights Hanukkah licht with his own family, he remembers fondly what it was like lighting Hanukkah licht in yeshiva, and he can try to bring a little bit of that flavor into his family. A person can remember what it's like to sit in the sukkah in yeshiva, and then Emir Tashem, when he has a family, he can bring that into his family. Most people can't remember when they had a seder in yeshiva. It's a little bit of a challenge. And it's a little bit part of the reason why I want to go through the Seder together. At least a little bit, we should have some idea of what we're heading into, what the point is of the Seder. And before we start, just to mention that the Seder is a very, 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 very Heiliger night, Leila Seder. It's a very, very Heiliger night. It's tremendous Siyata Deshmaya. The Neshama of a Yid is going through tremendous, tremendous upheaval, uplifting that night. Every little thing that we do affects us. Every mood affects us. Every simon by the Seder and every minig that we do, that many of our minhagim, even the ones that aren't brought in the Haggadahs. You know, I know my family has minhagim, specific Seder, and they go back hundreds of years. Every minig and every simon carries weight and carries kedusha. It's a very, very, very heiliger time. We can't possibly the Omer and all the Seidus and all the Kedusha and all the Tahara that exists on the night of a Seder. It's not possible for us. But I think it's a good idea, before the Seder starts, for a person to have in mind that he knows that even beyond anything he could possibly appreciate, he knows that there's tremendous, tremendous, tremendous Shefa pouring down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu tonight. And that he should be Mespalel, or he should be Mechavin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, even without his understanding, and even without his knowing the pratim of how each thing that he does affects his neshama, because it's way beyond us, he should be mispalel and mechavin that the Seder should affect him. Even beyond what we're able, just like when we learn Torah, we say that the whole Kedushas HaTorah affects us, even if we only are learning Pashup Shad and the Gemara, the whole full brunt of the Kedushas HaTorah affects us. Similarly, a person should daven, a person should have in mind when he sits down to the Seder, that I don't know everything about the Seder. Even the Tipa Menayam I don't know about the Seder, to understand the Gevaldige depths and the heights that my neshama is going to reach tonight. But the Vani Sefila, with my pashtus, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha, with my pashtus, my simplicity, I'm just telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please be mezakami, that it should have the Seder should have a powerful effect on me, and it should have a powerful effect on my neshama, and my ability to conquer my Yetzor, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is also Yetzir from the Mitzorim, from the confines of the Yetzor. It should not have that effect, and we should be zeichet to the Geula this Pesach, and so on and so forth. It's a good thing for a person, it gives a proper aima, a proper hachna, a proper feeling to that, the beginning of the Seder. The Seder is called a Seder. Seder is an order. That's interesting. It's called an order. And we have simonim of the Seder, and we have a specific Seder of the Seder. There's a specific Seder. We don't do things out of order. First we do this, and then we do this, and then we do this. We don't change things around. We're not makdim as ha'meucher, we're not ma'acher as ha'muktam. We do the Seder in a specific format, a complex Seder halayla. Part of the reason for that is that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to the whole world and made it obvious that the whole world is just is just a playground for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher hisalalti b'Mitzrayim, I played around with Mitzrayim. The whole world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's playground. The Hashgacha of Hashem permeates and is strong over every single part of the Bria, from the highest stars to the lowest creeping, crawling animals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. We make a Seder in the Leil HaSeder to appreciate that the whole world is a Seder. That there's a Seder to the world. It's not a haphazard, crazy world. There's a Seder to the world. There's a Hashgacha Elyona. And the night that we recognize, we call the Leil HaSeder. It's the night of realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world with the Seder. Things don't happen. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings and directing things to happen in a certain way. And that Giloy was La'ein Kol, Anivaloy Malach, was La'ein Kol, was on the night of the Seder. That Giloy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the complete Melech and Shalit and Mashgiach and Menahel of every single Prat me gadol v'ad kadon that happens in this world, and our appreciation of understanding that the whole history of the world is a perfectly orchestrated Seder, and our appreciation of that, we call that night, the avodah of that night, the Leil HaSeder.
Isn't Pesach the exact opposite of us? I mean, the Pesach, what I'm just trying to say, it wasn't the Seder, it wasn't the Seder where Hashem normally runs the world.
But it's to show, no, it's not in the Seder of Teva. Teva is a distraction from seeing the Rabbanu Shlomo. Teva looks like it's happening by itself. The whole point of the Seder is that it interrupted the regular program. To show that the whole Seder is really just a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Seder, of a much higher Seder. If you look at the Mishnayos in Arvei Pesachim, you'll see that it doesn't say you should pour a kais. You should now pour the kais. Now this should happen. Now that doesn't happen. It says as if it happened. Mazgulai kais rishon. That's what happened. They poured the first kais. Mazgul kais sheni. They poured the second kais. Like that's what happened. That's like an event that happened. Instead of being mitzava, that's what we should do. It's an interesting thing. I want someone to enter this aura. It's an interesting aura. It should say yimzgul kais rishon. You should pour the first kais. Yimzgul kais sheni. You should pour the second kais. It doesn't. It makes it as if it's just telling over what happens, and it's the same pshat. The pshat is Avadit's telling us what to do, and don't make any mistake about it. Avadit's telling us what to do, but it's a night that we're so overwhelmed by how much really every single thing that happens is really a seder from Shemayim, that the way we say over the seder is as if it's something that just happened. They poured the first kais. They poured the second kais. Of course, it's instructions for us to do. But the way that we say it over is like a sefer dvarim that happened first. This happened, then that happened. Because that's our appreciation on the Leil HaSeder. Okay, that's the name Seder. Many people are knowing when they first, before they start the Seder, they say over the Simani HaSeder. Kadesh Orchatz Karpas Yachatz. There are 15 Simani HaSeder. Maitzi Matzah being two. Because Maitzi is the Bracha of HaMaitzi, and Matzah is the Al Achilas Matzah. Maitzi Matzah are two. Shulchan Aruch is one. Maitzi Matzah is two. Many Mishpachas are knowing to say the whole thing, to sing it, or to say the whole thing beforehand. They bring the Haggadahs, they bring B'Shem, the Yisoy B'Shem Yisoy Avodah, that every single one of these names, Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, has tremendous, tremendous Seidus and Sisrei Torah that we can't imagine. It's not Stam a label. Like it was easy for kindergarten, for our Mora, to be able to have it labeled for us. Or it's good in the Haggadah, we have a page for Kadesh and a page for Orchatz. It's not the B'Shem, there's a tremendous, tremendous depth. And why Chazal instituted and how it came about, and in our Haggadah, it's instituted a certain shame, like the shame of Kadesh, the shame of Orchatz, the shame of Karpas. And they bring that there's an Inyan, a very strong Inyan, very, very encouraged to say out before the beginning of each one of the Simanim, to say out that Simon. It's when these children write a table, so that's half of the children's fun by this table, saying the next simon. But after the children fall asleep, or by a seder where there's no children, or even for the adults that are by a table, they should know it's brought down to say out. You finish kiddush, don't just listen to your little nephew say Orchatz. Say out Orchatz, and then wash your hands. Say Karpas, and then eat the Karpas. We'll see if you can be mafsik. It can't be mafsik. Maybe we'll get to Yachatz, Magid, to say out the name of the Simon. It's an interesting thing. I don't know anything about what these seders could be, but I find it interesting that the Leil HaSeder is a long shira to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Right? That's the whole seder. The whole seder Halayla is a song, it's a seder of being Mishaveach and being Moideh and being Makir Toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim. And if you notice throughout davening, you find that praises to Hashem go in sets of 15s. There's 15 baruchs and baruch shomar. There's 15 vows in v'yatzev, v'nochon, v'kayem, v'yosher. There's 15 shvachim in yishtabach, shir, u'shvacha, halal, v'zimra, oiz, v'memshel, netzal, gedula, gevura, te'ilah, v'sferes, kedusha, v'malchus, baruchis, v'idois. It's 15. You're supposed to say them all in one breath. There's 15 shir hamalos, which is a set of 15 shiras to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 15 is a number that's used. I have no idea what the number 15 represents. What? Okay, perhaps. I don't know what that's Misyach specifically, Tashira and praise, and I don't know what the, but I just noticed that on a night, that the whole night is one big Shir V'Sishbacha Yisro HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talk of Tesvav Simonei HaSeder, that the Svaran teaches that each one of these Simonim represents Tzarech HaZachin. It's talk of 15 praises, just like the 15 Baruchs, the 15 Vavs, the 15 praises, the 15 Shirim in Yishtabach, or the 15, all right, Aaron's gonna give a. I don't know, maybe. Okay, so Yayin. We start off with Kaddish. We start off with the Kais Yayin. There's an Indian that's brought. I might even brought Shulchan Aruch. I didn't have a chance to look it up now. But there's an Indian that someone should pour the Kais. People should pour the Kais for each other. Many mishpachas, people take turns pouring the kais for each other, or one person pours the kais for everyone. But there's an inyan that the kais should be poured. It's a derech cheiros. It's a night of cheiros. It's a derech cheiros. And it's brought. There's many, many things. If you look in the end of parshas, Vayeshev, I believe, in the Medrash Rabbah, there's a piece there about many different remazim to the Dalit. Dalit Kaisis, why we have four Kaisis. There's Dalit Kaisis of Yayin. But first we have to learn the basics. The basics is the Dalit Kaisis of Yayin are Takanas Chachavim. As much as Matzah is a Chiyuv Deraisa, or Pesach is a Chiyuv Deraisa, drinking the Dalit Kaisis is a Chiyuv Derabanan. It's a Din Derabanan. Chazal instituted that the first Kaisis is Kiddush, like we always have on Yantif, but it's part of four Kaisis that Chazal instituted for the Leila Seder. I once heard that there's a remez to the Dalit Kaisis being made Rabbanan in the night that maybe it was the day that Yaakov went to get the brachas from Yitzchak in Parshas. Anyone? Tell us. Shkoyach. Parshas told us, if you look in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, you'll see that when Rivka told Yaakov to bring in to trick Yitzchak and to bring in two animals she shechted two animals exactly like Yitzchak liked it, and to bring it into him, that Rivka told Yaakov, Yitzchak also realized something, but I'm going to specifically quote where Rivka told Yaakov that tonight is the Oitzris of Tal on Iftachim is a tremendous Leil of night of Bracha. It was the Leil HaSeder. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says the night that Yaakov got the Brachas was the night of the Seder, which is not an interesting thing to know. It was when we were sitting by the Seder, that's when Yaakov Avinu got the Brachas. And she said, tonight Halayla Hayoim, I don't know exactly what Halashim was, Asidim Banecha Ligoel. Rivka said a Nevuah to Yaakov years and years before, that this is the time that your children are going to come out of, are going to be nigol. The truth is, the mishpacha already knew that there was going to be a golos because the Bisman Absarim to Avram. I don't know if Avram told anyone. That's the truth. I don't know if it was passed down to Rivka that there was going to be a golos Mitzrayim. But either way, Rivka, with her nevuah and with her ruach hakodesh, knew that today is the day. This Tesvav Nisan is the day that Asidim Bonecha Ligoel. Your children are going to have a geula. And she sent him in with the two Gedoye Izim. What's interesting is that she thought that Yitzchak would be hungry for two animals. That's a tremendous, tremendous meal. Two animals. Two animals. She sent into one old man to eat two animals. It's a little bit of a shverazah. Zakta Pirkei Derabbi-Elazar, since it was the Leil HaSeder, she was sending in the carbon Pesach and the regular carbon of Yontif. Right? You can't, it's not supposed to eat the, you have to eat the afikomen on a full stomach. Right? The first they ate the carbon of the light, the oilus re'iyah, the carbon of the re'iyah, the shlomim of the re'iyah, and then they brought it, then they ate the carbon Pesach. So connected those two carbonists, she sent in two carbonists to him, because it was the Leil HaSeder. She sent in the carbon Pesach and the carbon fiyantif. So that's what it says. So his mother told him to bring it in. Yeah, he went. Yaakov went into him. He said, "Hagisha liva oichlo mitzayid b'ni." Where did this idea come from that Yitzchak should eat meat that night? From Yitzchak. Yitzchak was mitzaveh, and Rivka was mitzaveh. Yitzchak was mitzaveh to Esav. Rivka was mitzaveh to Yaakov. That he should have these gedoyim to eat that night. And he said, "Come to me, and I will eat. We'll eat from the tzayid b'ni lamante varecha chonafshi."
Was cool.
Yeah. Okay. Vayagesh loy vayoichel, and he brought it close to him and he ate. And then it says vayovei lo yayin vayesht, and Yaakov brought Yitzchak wine and he drank. Does it say here that Yitzchak asks for wine? It's an interesting thing. You don't realize that when you read the pesukim. Why do you bring him wine? What? So I heard that if this is the Leil HaSeder, so the vayovei lo yayin has been around with the Dalet Kaisis. Two cases, the four cases, right? If we're talking about the carbon Pesach, so what's the wine that he's bringing? It's the Dalet cases. And just like on Pesach, the matzah we eat because we're commanded to, but the wine we bring on our own, it's from Klal Yisrael, it's from the Chacham, so Takanas Chachamim, so to Yaakov Avinu, the meat he brought because he had to. But the wine that was connected to Dalet cases, he brought on his own. That's the remez, the Drabbanon of Dalet cases. I'm not going to get into now where the matzah is. You have to. It doesn't say matzah over here. I'm not going to get into that now. It's not a remez to the Darabanan, an interesting thing, to the Darabanan of eating, of drinking Dalet Kaisis. So it's brought, I mentioned before, it's brought in the Medrash, many different Ramazim. There's when Yosef went into Mitzrayim, it says he became Melech because of a dream of a Sarah Mashkim and a Sarah Oifim. The Sarah Mashkim mentions a Kais four times, the remez to the Dalet Kaisis, many different things like that. And I didn't have a chance, and we wouldn't have time to go through the meaning of every single one of those Ramazim, but we'll talk about the most famous one. The most famous one is that we drink Dalet Kaisis, the Medrash says, we drink Dalet Kaisis as a remez to the Dalet L'Shoynes of Geula. The Dalet L'Shoynes of Geula are, and if you open up the Parsha Shemais, you read in the beginning, you'll find all of them in the first few psukim. Parshas Va'era. You see, Va'itzesi Eschem Mitach HaSivlois Mitzrayim is Lashon number one. I will take you out of the Avoid of Mitzrayim. V'hitzalti Eschem Avoidasem, and I will save you from their work. We go out the Eschem Israel to you, and I will redeem you with an outstretched hand. The Lokach the Eschem Lilaam, and I will take you to be for me a nation. Dalet L'Shoynes of Geula, and connected that we have Dalet Kaisis. That's what's brought in the Medrash. The Maral explains the Maral over here. If you look in the Sefer Gevuras Hashem Perek Samach, the 60th Perek, you'll find he's marich very, very much about the Dalet Kaisis and the Dalet L'Shoynes of Geula. Very, very deep things, and it's an education to read that Perek, but I'm just going to say the most partial explanation that he gives of why we needed four Lashonis. He gets involved in many, many different levels of the Klal Yisrael and the Neshama of a person, why he needs Dalet L'Shoynes of Geula. But I just want to say we should have some kind of Pashup Shad. Why do we need four? What's wrong with one Lashon of Geula? What do we need four? Just a Pashup Shad. What do we need four Lashonis of Geula for? So he says like this. He says that when the Bris Ben Absarim, when Avraham Avinu had a Bris Ben Absarim, he was told in Nevuah that the Klal Yisrael was going to go down to Mitzrayim. And he was told, Ger yiyah zarecha be'eretz lo lahem, your children will be in a land that's not theirs, v'avodim, and they will work them, v'inu oisemis, and they will work them even l'maylam en agvul. They'll work them even beyond what a human being is capable of working. Inui is lashon of pain. His work and then his pain. At a certain gvul, work becomes pain. So Geri Yizrach Reisam va'avodim v'inui isam arba meyaz shana. So he says that these are the first three lashonos are connected to these three things. And let's just stop for a second to notice a difference between the first three lashonos of gula and the fourth one. The first three lashonos of gula are all a hatzalah from Mitzrayim. The fourth lashon is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us for Himself. The first lashon is Vayitzeis Yeschem Mitachas Sivulos Mitzrayim, I'll save you from Mitzrayim. The second lashon is Vayitzalti Yeschem Yavoyidasim. Also, the first one is I'll take you out. The second one is that I'll save you. And Vigohalti is that I'll redeem you. In other words, all of them are you're in trouble and I'll save you. The fourth one is Vilokachti Yeschem Lilam, I'm going to take you to be my nation. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're in trouble. That's just saying those the first three take you from negative to parav. And the fourth takes you from parif to positive. Right? I'll take you from Mitzrayim, I'll take you from Mitzrayim, I'll take you from Mitzrayim. Now you're not tachas rishus of Mitzrayim. The fourth lashon is velokachti eschem li la'am. Not only will you not be an eved to Mitzrayim, but you'll have even higher madrega, you'll be my eved. There's nothing greater than that. That's the fourth lashon. Zot maral. Ger yiz aracha be'eretz lo la'am is that they're going to be in a country that's not theirs. That's an uncomfortable thing. Right, that can ruin the identity of a nation. They'll be in a country that's not theirs. Va'avodim, not only are they going to be in a country that's not theirs, va'avodim, they're going to work them. So that's even a deeper Shiva to Mitzrayim. Not only are they going to work them, v'inuoysim, they're going to work them beyond. It's going to be painful. It's going to be beyond what a human being could be soivel. V'inuoysim. So he says, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Klai that he's going to save them from all those three steps that were promised to Avraham Avinu. And it goes in backwards order. First you stop the Inui, then you stop the Avdus, and then you take it actually out of the land. He says, Vayitzeis Yeschem Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. Sivlois, lashon of hard, back-breaking work. That's Inui. I'll take you out of the Inui. That's Keneged V'inuoysim. V'hitzalti Yeschem Me'avoydasam. I'll also save you from working for them. That's Me'avoydasam. That's Keneged V'avodim. The Goalti Eschem Israelat is I'll take you out of Mitzrayim. I'm gonna redeem you from Mitzrayim. That's Keneged Geri Yezaracha Beres Kleilem, that they're gonna be in a country that's not theirs. So those three Lashinas go Keneged, but once and now they're out of Mitzrayim, but now they don't have they need to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So comes the fourth Lashin and says, now you're not gonna be Stam abandoned people. You're also gonna have a higher calling now. You're gonna have a Roim Mustika life. You're gonna be Avadim of Hashem. Oh, the Lokachti Eschem Lila. That's the highest madrega. That's the fourth lashon of geula. You know, we live this year in a time when a country was liberated in front of our eyes, and you have to ask yourself: so now they're liberated to be hefker like the rest of the world? Okay, it's liberated. What's liberated to be hefker like the rest of the world? The only Klal Yisrael is liberated to be avodim to a higher power. That's Givaldic. We're liberated to be avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest cheiros. So those are the Dalad Lashonis of Geul, and connected to those Dalad Lashonis, we have four kaisas. Okay, so now we're starting with our kais region. Let's just read the Kiddush inside. I know that there's some mishpachas that annoy you that even if the... in other words, usually the Baal HaBayis makes Kiddush and nobody else has a kais. In some families, every single person makes Kiddush, but in most families, from what I understand, most families, the Baal HaBayis, the father, whoever's the Baal HaBayis, makes Kiddush and might see everyone by the table by a regular yontif meal. But by the Leila Seder, everyone has a kais because everyone's mechuyav and dalet kaisas. So everyone has a kais. So some people are knowing that everyone picks up their kais and one person says the Kiddush. And some people are knowing that every single person makes Kiddush either together or separately. It's different menhagim. Okay, so Kiddush of Shalosh Regalim, if I can find it. Okay, after Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush of Shalosh Regalim. Okay, it doesn't come out on Shabbos or Matzah Shabbos this year, so we're just going to do the actual Kiddush. I'm going to start from Savri. Does anybody know what Savri means? Anybody?
Buy
your leave. What? Is that what it means? Buy your leave? It's a I don't know what buy your leave means. It's a lashon of bakashas rishus. Like almost like a birshus. It's birshus. So you're getting up to make kiddush. So you're like asking rishus to the people, especially if you're being mighty people. But even if you're not, you're asking Rishus. You should not, you say Savri, you should know what you're saying. It's not some, like, pre, like, to clear your throat before Kiddush. It's Savri is like, it's the Bakashas Rishus. Savri Maronav Rabbanav Rabbeisai. I was once in my Rosh Hashiva's house on Matzah Shabbos, and he sometimes, for some reason, I don't know why, he didn't like making Avdalah himself. He used to give different bachurim to make Avdalah, you know, for the Olam, because we used to go for Shal Shudas, and then we would have a Ma'ariv in his house, and then we would have Avdalah. So the guy who sat down to make Kiddush, sitting over there, and he was to make Avdalah, and he was reading a thing, and he said, Savri, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kenem L'chalam Barei, Pri Agof. And afterwards, the Rosh Hashiva called him over to say, you left out some words. It says, Maronan V'Rabbanan V'Rabbosai. You're with other B'nai Torah, or any Yidin, treat them with kavod. Savri, Maronan V'Rabbanan, it's not a bad thing. Maronan V'Rabbanan V'Rabosai. It's an interesting thing. It was a big lesson for me. Savri, Maronan V'Rabbanan V'Rabosai. And he says it, you know, he's, you know, three times our age, you know, and he sits there and making, when he benches, and we suddenly become Maronan V'Rabbanan V'Rabosai. If he can do it, we can do it, you know. Okay. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. There's a lot to talk about a regular bracha, that's the truth. But I'm just going to touch the first shot for now. But this is an interesting thing. You realize a bracha changes. There's a Rashba about this. A bracha changes its format. We start off saying you, and then we end up saying him. Baruch atah Hashem. Anybody know what baruch means?
Blessed.
What does blessed mean?
Blessed.
What?
Blessed.
What does that mean?
Like, baruch, like, blessed.
Like, what does blessed mean?
Oh, it's like,
right? So what are we saying? That Hashem is what?
It's a marba.
So we're saying, so the Nefesh HaChaim is marich very much. We don't bless Hashem. We're not capable of blessing Hashem. Hashem is the source of all bracha. Baruch is, before we make a bracha, we say, Baruch atah Hashem, that Hashem is the makar of all bracha. And since we're about to enjoy something, part of Hashem's bracha, so we mention that Hashem is the source of all bracha. Atah is you. That's a big thing, and we say you to Hashem. Hashem, Elokeinu. Melech HaOlam was the king of the world. Bayrei is talking in third person suddenly. Who created, suddenly we're not saying you anymore. We're not saying you created. We're saying he created. Bayrei is he created. It's interesting that we change. It's called changing from Noichach to Nister. We change from talking head on to talking as if we're talking about him, not straight to him. We're not going to talk about that now. Bayrei, who created Pri HaGofen, is fruits of the vine, of the grapes. Yayin. Yayin has its own bracha, even though it's really a fruit, even though it's really bihoet. Yayin has its own bracha because it's more chasher than any other fruits. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Asher bachar banu mikol am. This is a kiddush of Shalosh Regalim, is always a yontif tikkun kiddush, but on Pesach, now it's going for Pesach, it's mamish, it's about Pesach. Asher bachar banu mikol am. He chose us from all the nations. And he lifted us up above all languages. That's an interesting thing, that we thank Hashem for choosing us among all the nations, but also that he lifted us up amongst all the languages. And the pshat of that is that the languages are a simen of the yirida of Adam, the fact that there's so many languages. Because we all know that there used to be only one language called Lashon HaKodesh, and that's the language that the Torah was written in, and that's the language that the world was created in, and that's the language of Kedusha. It's Lashon HaKodesh. Is Ramban about this? It's a language, it's called Kaddish. And man used to be able to speak this special language called Lashon HaKaddish. When the Dar HaFlaga happened, when they built the Migdal Bavel, they built the Tower of Bavel, so they were punished that they can no longer have the use of this Halakha language called Lashon HaKaddish. But there was one person there, it says in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, who was screaming at them and giving them musar that it's kfir what they're doing. Anybody know that? There was a big kanoi over there by the foot of the tower. It was a big kanoi, and he was screaming and yelling, he was giving them musar, and his name was Avram Avinu. He was there by the Dar HaFlaga. He was there. It's before the story, it's before Parshas Lech Lecha. We didn't think Avram Avinu was around, but it's brought in the Medrash that Avram Avinu was there by the Dar HaFlaga, and he was screaming at them, what are you doing? You think you're going to go make Muhammad against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Don't you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? He was giving musar. That's what we say, the Chazal say in the first pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei ho'ish asher lo holach ba'atzatz Rishayim. Fortunate is the man who didn't go in the way of Rishayim, Chazal say, Zeh Avram, this is talking about Avram, Shaloi Halach Ba'atzas Dor HaFloga, that he didn't go along with the Dor HaFloga. He was a misnagid to the Dor HaFloga. He stood up, he made a machpah, he was a kanoi against the Dor HaFloga. Even though the entire world was building a migdol, Avram Avinu didn't mind being different. He didn't mind standing out. He's not doing the Dor HaFloga. He's not doing the Migdal Bavel. So because of that, even though all the nations of the world suffered this tremendous defeat, this tremendous yirida, that they no longer have the use of this heiluga, powerful language, Balash and Kaidish, but Avram's children retain it. So that's what we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ray Memanu Mikal Lashon. Hashem lifted us up from all languages. We have this, we're still strong enough and big enough that we retain, and pure enough, that we retain this Lashon, called Lashon Kaidish. V'ray Memanu Mikal Lashon. V'kiddushanu b'mitzvos, when Hashem was mekadosh us, Hashem made us kaddish with His mitzvahs, because every time we use our physical body to do a mitzvah, we mekadosh our physical body. When we use our mind to serve Hashem, when Mekadosh Ruchni is taking part of us. But when we use our body to serve Hashem, when Mamash taking a physical thing and we're making it Kaddish. V'kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. V'titein lanu Hashem elekeinu. And you gave to us, Hashem our God, the Ava with love. As we mentioned, and it's important to be honest, we mentioned that Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us the Yom Tovim with tremendous Ava. Mayadim. Does anybody know what Mayadim mean? Gatherings, it means meetings, meeting places, or meetings, meeting times. A mayid is a time of meeting. I think they translate oil mayid is the tent of meeting. Mayid is a meeting, because Yontif is a time that we become very, very, very close to Hashem. There's a conference. We join together. So it's mayadim l'simcha. It's days that we can meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which obviously the memela result of that is simcha, because the closer a person is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more simcha he has. Chagim, yamim tovim, uzmanim, and times l'sasin, for joy. Simcha and sasin are two different types of, two different l'shoines of simcha. It's yom chag ha-matzis hazeh, this day of chag ha-matzis, which is what's called in Chumash, chag ha-matzis. Zman Cheruseinu, that's the time of our freedom, and the Sfarim, bringing the Farshim on this Kiddush say, it's the time of our freedom from Mitzrayim, and it's the time of our freedom b'chol shana v'shana. A person has the ability to free himself from things that previously held him and locked him. A person has the ability to be Meshacher himself on the Leil HaSeder. It's Zman Cheruseinu, Nikra Kaidish, it's called, the Pasuk calls it Kaidish, Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, as a Zecher, the coming out of Mitzrayim. Kivonu v'charta, because in us you chose, v'oysanu kidashta, and us you made kadosh mikol ha'amim, from all the nations, v'moyadei kodshecha, and your heilige mayadim, your heilige meeting times, v'simcha v'sasen hinchaltanu, with joy and with happiness and joy, you v'moyrish to us, baruch ato Hashem, mikadosh Yisrael v'azmanu, who's mikadosh klal Yisrael and the zmanim. And this is an interesting thing, that you, whenever you find a mikadosh or zman, it always says first Yisrael. Mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim. When you have Shabbos, you don't have Mekadosh Yisrael v'hashabbos. Why not? You have on Yontif Mekadosh Yisrael v'ah. So the pshat is because Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, it's not for Klal Yisrael, we wouldn't have Kedushas Hazman. Because of this week's special Kriya. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Rishayin Hu Lochem L'chadshei Hashanah. Because Klal Yisrael are the ones that are Koveya. When is Rosh Chodesh? Am I being kaveh when Rosh Chodesh is? We're being kaveh when Pesach is. We're being kaveh when Rosh Chodesh is. We're being kaveh when Sukkot is. So the Mayadim are nikva based on the Kedush. It's really the Shayrish is first the Kedush of Klal Yisrael, and then the Kedush can spill over to the Zmanim. So it's Mekadosh Yisrael, the Hazmanim. When Shabbos and Yom Tov come out on the same day, we don't say Mekadosh Yisrael, the Shabbos, the Hazmanim. We say first Mekadosh on Shabbos, because Shabbos was always Kedush. Even before there was a Klal, it says by Yekadosh, I say, in Parashas Bereishis. There was no Klal Yisrael, and already there was Kedusha on Shabbos. Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then V'Yisrael, and then V'Hazmanim. It's in perfect order. Yisrael, HaShabbos, Yisrael, V'Hazmanim. On Pesach, you don't have that question. Maybe on Sukkot you have that question. What? No, it's on Pesach, it's actually Yitzias Mitzrayim. What do you mean? I'm not going to get into that now. Okay, we're just gonna take two more minutes. Okay, so that's Kaddish. Oh, I'm sorry, I left out. Also, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehechiyanu, that He kept us alive, the Kiyamanu. Kiyamanu, I guess you could be alive, but not so alive. The Kiyamanu is that He kept us upright, Kayam. V'higiyanu, and He allowed us to reach this man. And this is a bracha that someone who doesn't feel this bracha when they said it as a heart of stone. You have to feel such a bracha. There's big tzaras in this world. And when, especially when a mishpacha is able to sit together and appreciate another Pesach together. Baruch Hashem. Another Pesach, everyone's sitting around the table healthy. Some families got bigger. Some families, you know. But Baruch Hashem, you know, as a whole families, another year. Everyone's a year older. Shechayanu, v'kiyamanu, v'higiyanu, it's a time of appreciating. And being makatev, we reached another yantif. It's a tremendous, tremendous simcha, tremendous simcha. Okay, Urchatz. Again, we say out, Urchatz. And Urchatz is a netilas yadayim without a bracha. According to the Gra, okay, so let's just very, very bekitzer. This is a halacha dika, so again, must say there's not really the time for a halacha, but just to go through the Rosh Hashanah and bekitzer, we are washing Urchatz bepashtas al pi the sugya of the Gemara because we have to eat karpas. Karpas is a vegetable that's dipped in something, most people dip in salt water. So that's why we have to wash our hands. Many people don't know this, that you're supposed to wash your hands on vegetables that are dipped in water. The MS is that the halacha is b'kol yamayis hashana, and if you look at Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that b'kol yamayis hashana, the whole year, if someone, let's say, buys grapes, and he washes them off and he eats them, he has to wash the tilas yadayim before he eats them. The tilas yadayim without a bracha. Grapes, this that it says that someone who washes tilas yadayim on fruit is a bal gaiva, is only on dry fruits. But on wet fruit, there's a chiyuv of netilas yadayim. It's such a chiyuv, netilas yadayim. Without a bracha. It's a chiyuv, netilas yadayim, without a bracha. The thing is like this. There's two different of... there's another issue here, but just like, it's kind of an interesting thing. I sit by the seder sometimes by my shir. I have a brother-in-law. I have one minig, and he has exactly the opposite minig. Every year, he does exactly the opposite as me by karpas. So we both married sisters, so neither of us have my shver's minig. But we both came in. So he came in with one minig, I came in with exactly the opposite minig. So the thing is like this. Some people look at Urchatz as a halacha. The reason, if you look at Mishnah Berurah, look it up, you can look it up. Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why we wash our hands for Urchatz is because you have to wash your hands. That's it. But many people think, and there's makayrus for this, that we wash our hands for Urchatz because it's derech cheirus. It's part of the cheirus to wash your hands before the meal. You get someone to come and wash your hands for you. When you wash your hands, it's part of the cheirus to show, giving chashivas to the meal. But if there's a chiyuv to do it the whole year, so what's the derech cheirus over here? So some people are noyig that they wash their hands, and this is my mishpachas now, you wash their hands, and then they talk after that, netilas yadayim, because it's just derech cheirus. Just washing hands is derech cheirus. And then when they eat the karpas, they eat it with the utensils. They're not mechuyev in netilas yadayim. If you eat salad, you have to wash your hands, and you're eating it with a fork? No, the only time you have to wash netilas yadayim is if you eat it, and you're touching the etzem fruit. That's wet. If you're not touching the fruit, you don't have to wash netilas yadayim. So we're noyig that we wash our hands, and we could be mafsik and everything, because we didn't wash really on the karpas. We washed off the Urchatz, Urchatz is the Urchatz. And then we use a fork to eat the karpas. Some people say, no, the whole kavana of Urchatz is supposed to be that you're mechuyev in it is, like the Mishnah Berurah says, if you open up Mishnah Berurah, he says Urchatz, because you're mechuyev in Netilas Yadayim. So they dafka touch the fruit, so they should have been mechuyev in Netilas Yadayim. On bread you have to, even if you're using a fork. I don't think on fruits. That's what says the Mishnah Berurah. Well. So we'll look it up after. Okay. So every time a person eats a salad, he has to wash his hands. What? What do you mean? All right. It could be it's considered part of the seder. It could be that it's. We have to see. They also bring, though, you know, Ad Khan is the halachic discussion. This is a big sugi. We have to. We need hours to go through. There's a big sugya. But again, like the Yisrael Shavuot Avodah said, that each siman, there's no such a thing as, let's not get so cold and to think that, oh, this is just like a halacha thing, just the karpas. Urchas is one of the simanim, is one of the 15 shiras. And they say such, I don't understand these things, but they say such things that Urchat is part of the Tahara of the Leil HaSeder. That's why we wash our hands twice, because there's two levels of Tahara. On the Urchat, we're washing off lower levels of ourselves, so we don't even make a bracha. And later on, we're able to finally make a bracha. This discussion is why we don't do Urchat before a Kiddush. I'm just saying it. I don't understand it, so I can't explain it, but I'm just saying that there's brought down also tremendous, tremendous inyanim in each thing. As much as the things are rooted in Halacha, the way Yidden are supposed to do things, rooted in halacha, they also contain with it mountains and mountains of seidus behind it that we can't imagine. We just have to hope that we get to enjoy, you know, the effect and the hashpah of those things. And that's where we'll stop today.